Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Mike, you were talking plumber talk here with Roy. You were talking, continuing on, because I thought it was fascinating. I had no idea what you might as well been talking Arabic here, because, you know, what were you guys talking about during the break?
Well, we talked about a number of things. One of them was putting a check valve on a drain line to stop, you know, and whether it's sewage or rainwater coming back into your home and flooding it. So that was one thing we talked about. With the battery backups, Roy did a great job of explaining it in detail. And what he said that you don't hear a lot of people say is that battery, 3 years. And he's absolutely right. So if you've had a battery, it doesn't matter who put it in there, whether you put it in yourself or you had a licensed plumbing company, PermaSeal, CenterGuard Plumbing, anyone that put that unit in, 3 years is about the battery life for that battery. So that's something you want to be aware of.
I guarantee you, I will make you a bet that more than 85% of our listeners right now, after that it was installed, God knows, have no idea that the date
just
it was installed.
Take it for granted.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. They have no idea the date. I can't believe I've been living in my house for 5 years. Okay, let me just put it to you like that. I'm like, what? Okay, so
I can't believe Elise is living there with you.
With me. Right. for 25 years. Right. Forget it. I took the over on that. I took the under, actually, and I lost, but I won, if you know what I mean. Follow that one. Yes. But most of our listeners have no idea. Correct. I am telling you, 85 is probably low, okay? And the next flood that comes through, and we are going to, I don't know what the hell's going on, but we are in a pattern here of just getting whacked. I can't wait for the winter. If this continues the winter, we're going to have snow coming out of up to our eyeballs. And then that snow is going to melt, and it's going to, if you don't have the backup, boom, you're going to be a problem. And that's how I got a hold of Roy. I mean, that's how we met. It was after the Super Bowl. It was during the New England, I think, against the Cardinals, okay? And we were getting, it was a middle of a snowstorm, and I called up, we were on the other station. I said, hey, get Roy on, because all of the snow is going to melt, and it's going to come into everybody's basement, and we don't have a backup, you know, I need a PermaSeal on. I've got to talk about this, and that was Roy's first show, was after that at another station. But it's important, and you're 100% right. It's going to come in. That water's got to go someplace. And if these poor people in Indiana, thank God we didn't have another soaker, you know, like we did that took them out 10 days ago. But if we did, not only would you have everything going bad in your refrigerator and freezer and all of that stuff, and your kids crawling the walls because, God forbid, they get a coloring book out. You know, it's got to be plugged in. You got to turn your car on to power all your electronics and charge everything. Your basement's going to have to get torn out, and most insurance won't cover that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, as Roy pointed out, is an unfinished basement. People think, well, I don't have to worry about it. My basement's not finished. That's not true.
Right.
You know, a water heater. If it gets water in the water heater, it has to be replaced. Now, some people will tell you that they'll dry it out and they can get it lit and all of that, but your manufacturer warranty on the water heater is gone instantly. Your furnace, it's the same thing. And we had, I'm sure Roy can tell you the same thing. I mean, we had customers that had 6-7 feet of water in their basement.
Jeez.
And they're calling us to replace their sump pump. They still don't have power. There's nothing we can do.
Right.
So we turn them over to a restoration company to have somebody come out and literally pump it out. But they need a new water heater. They need a new furnace. They need a new sump pump.
You know what else they need? At least $10,000 to pay that restoration company.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's going to start.
Yep.
Okay, that's it's 10 G's for the truck to show up and start bringing in all the equipment. And again, most of our listeners do not have the coverage for the restoration, the drying out, then forget about that. Then you got to replace.
Yep.
Okay, and if you've got your stuff on pallets, congratulations. I'm happy for you. But if half our listeners don't, there goes the carpet, there goes the padding, there goes 2-3 feet of your drywall because you got to get behind the walls. There goes everything. You know, all your electronics, forget about it. I got a text message. We're going to come back because we kind of, you know, shifted a little bit here. 312. Recently had CenterGuard Plumbing come out for a leak. We opened the wall and ceiling and found, I thought it would be a leak in a pipe, but the CenterGuard plumber identified the problem as failed caulk around the tub, an easy fix. They also replaced the cartridges and all the faucets and all the faucets. The plumber suggested that since these older non-stock items, it would be less expensive for me if I purchased the parts and he would come out and install them. All of the CenterGuard staff, from scheduling to the plumbers, were great. I see why this is the only company David trusts to touch his pipes. Thanks, John in Schaumburg.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that very much, and your business.
So you had talked during the opening of the show that the 75-gallon tanks are going away, and mine are 5 years old now. I still cannot believe I moved in 2021. It's crazy.
It flies.
Time flies, and I'm just like, hello. My daughters take after my wife. You know, they take hot showers. Basically, it's a third-degree burn, right? You know, they blister, and then when the skin starts to roll up, they get out. Okay, it's I get water alerts from the village of Northbrook. Your water usage is going. I'm in and out. I'm like an Indy pit car pit stop. Right, boom. Hair, underarms, down below. Boom. Shower. Sour brush spots. My teeth. Right. If I got a shave, boom, I'm 3 minutes tops. And look how good I look, Tim. I know that's what you're thinking. It's amazing. 90 seconds.
Handsome.
Yes, 180 seconds it is. So the water heater special.
Yeah, it's big. The 75-gallon, you know, most people are not aware. So I just, every opportunity I get, I want to let you know, if you have one, that this is the time to do preventative maintenance if it's over 7 years old. Don't get caught a year from now when that 8-year-old tank or 9-year-old tank fails and you've got nothing to replace it with except going the more expensive route of putting two water heaters in to make up for that, or putting a tankless in, or even two tanklesses, depending on the size of your home and how much water that you actually use. People, jacuzzi tubs, large soaking tubs, or like David's family, you just use an absolute ton of hot water. Get ahead of it now. And for $1,995 for a 75-gallon atmospheric vent with a standard install, we're going to take away that old water heater too. That's part of that price. So now's the time. You've got till the end of October, and what'll end up happening is the supply houses will buy a bunch of them. The plumbing companies will buy a bunch of them and have them there. But guess what? They're going to get a lot more expensive. As they go away, those prices are going to skyrocket. So, you know, now's the time if you have a 75-gallon.
Do you offer financing opportunities for our listeners who are in need of a water heater but are tight on funds because of the economy?
Yeah, actually, as of last month is the first time we have offered financing, so that is readily available for you if you need it.
And you would come at, so you said preventative maintenance. What type of preventative maintenance are you talking about? I guarantee you most people that are listening right now, most of our listeners, do not know, like we already mentioned, how old their backup battery is and have done zero maintenance on their water heaters. On their furnaces, maybe, outside shot that they might have replaced an air filter in the past 36 months. So again, most likely not, because people don't think about that. Our listeners don't think about that. What type of maintenance, and are you had once offered a service for $99 for a flush?
Yeah, and we still offer that. So if you want to get the water heater flushed, if the tank's already 10 years old, it's not going to do you a lot of good. I would just put that money into a new unit. Normally, life expectancy on a water heater is 7 to 12 years. Now, there's people out there that might have one that's 20 years old. That's extremely rare. But the warranty on them are generally 6 years. And once you get into the 75,000 BTUs for a 75, they tend not to last as long as the smaller water heaters.
That's, yeah. So Why are they going to smaller? What's the logic behind
energy savings? So they've got to meet quotas, just like for gas efficiency for vehicles. And the only way the manufacturers of the water heaters can get to the numbers that they want them at is to eliminate that 75,000 BTU 75-gallon water heater. So goes away.
Okay, so I'm just going to use some crazy logic here, right? You have a 75-gallon water heater that's going to be obsolete. So you now have to replace a 175, it's math, okay, yep. Pretty good numbers. You're going to replace 175-gallon water heater with 240-gallon water heaters. So instead of powering up and heating up a 75-gallon water heater, you're now going to be powering up 240-gallon water heaters. So could somebody tell me how this math makes sense?
I can't tell you. Because if you take 240s, they're each 40,000 BTUs. Now you have 80,000 BTUs. But you've got more insulation in the smaller tanks than you do in the 75. So what they're basically saying is when that tank is idling pilot or you're just using a little bit of water at a time, you're using more energy, more gas to get that to heat up, and it's less efficient. Even though the BTUs, I agree with you completely. I think they should keep them around. I was talking to everybody in the break that in 2029, it used to be 2028, they actually moved it back to 2029. They were going to get rid of, they're getting rid of in 29, all atmospheric vent water heaters. So if you've got metal venting on your water heater, those are going to be gone in 3 years.
And what are we going to do then to?
You got to go to heat pumps or tankless water heaters.
How long do on-demand water heaters work from the 630?
How long do they work?
Yes, that's the exact
phrase. Yeah, the unit that we put in is made by State, and they have a 15-year warranty on the heat exchanger and the main parts. Tanklesses, if they're maintained, and that's the beauty of them. I've never pushed tankless until this spring because now I believe that the technology is there. They actually have filtering units on them where in the past, your tankless, the last 20 years, needed to be delimed and descaled annually. Mm-hmm. Well, you've already pointed it out with air filters. People don't do that.
Right.
So what ends up happening is their tankless fails because it's completely limed and scaled up and it overheats and it, you know, starts leaking. And now you're looking at another $4,000 or $5,000 to replace a tankless. So the unit now that we provide, that we sell, the State unit, does not need to be delimed or descaled ever.
Okay.
Whether it's hard water or not. Not another manufacturer can say that.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.